you're probably looking at 2 weeks away. And this is a project that someone has been working on for, I suppose, about 10 years in trying to develop. And I think the difference with this project and any other project in the city possibly is that, you know, contracts have been signed. £200,000 is sitting on the table to spend on the project. The Premier Inn project is already on the ground, which is part of this major project. And you are looking at a huge investment here. You are looking at possibly, with the decision the Minister will make, hopefully in approving it, you're probably looking at 1,000 construction jobs. You're certainly also looking at, when the whole site is up and running, you're possibly looking at 1,800 between part-time and full-time jobs.
There was 14 positions going at DFS in Derry this week. It's come out that almost 2,500 people applied. We've seen jobless figures in Derry this week of 6,000 people. It's time for the Minister to step up, give planning permission and give Derry this much-needed jobs boost.
This was a piece of land that was bought by the company for $60 million, a huge sway of land, which has lying there like for some years. If this application is turned down, I can't see any company coming along in the near future that will be able to invest the same type of money. And my fear is that this is a piece of land that will just lie waste. So there is a huge responsibility in the Minister. There is a huge responsibility on all of us to try and get this particular application over the line, along with other applications that are very much alive in the city as well.